Well, hello and welcome everyone to the podcast. We are so glad that you're here, and by us and we, I mean the team here at Music and Ministry, and we actually have our director of awesome, Sean Reed, here with us. Say hello, Sean, director
Hi.
Of awesomeness.
I'm here.
Well, in all the craziness of life and us getting prepared to go on the road for another season of travel and just all the things we skipped last week, so we apologize for those of you who were looking for one. There was not one. But today we have a fun episode because for all of the times that worship leading has gone amazing and people have really experienced the presence of the Lord and there was just, wow, everybody's high-fiving at the end of the day, there's also been times that have gone horribly wrong and just terrible and makes you want to quit or, you know, question.
Just funny moments.
Funny now, because we can look back on them and laugh, but at the time it seemed a little devastating. So we thought we'd share with you some of our worship leading fails in hopes that it would be an encouragement to you that, hey, we're all going through some of the same things and then just share a laugh together. So it was kind of hard to only pick a few because as we started thinking about it, there was a lot of them. So chronologically, maybe we'll start off with one that happened to you, Sean, back when you were a teenager.
Yeah. Very embarrassing moment.
Well, your dad was the worship leader, so you got pulled up pretty young.
I was 14 when I first started playing keyboard on the worship team. So, yeah.
Take us back. Take us back to the 14-year-old. Were you in braces? What was going on back then?
No, I wasn't in braces still. I was playing this one service, and everything was fine in rehearsal. And then we got into the service. And
as it often does go.
Yeah.
Rehearsal's great. Service, oh, no.
So I had to start this song, do the intro, play the intro of this song on the keyboard. And I started it. It was in the key of G. And I played the lead, and I played it in the key of C rather than in the key of G. So I kept playing wrong notes. I kept going. I started over, and then I started over again, and I just couldn't get it. I think finally by like the third time, I played the right intro, and so then my dad, who was leading, could actually sing it in the right key because it sounded so bad. It was obvious, and I was like, what's wrong? I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what I'm doing. And
that's a terrifying moment where you're like, something is not right. And I was, you were sharing that. I was remember we led at this worship conference and we went to go start and all of a sudden you hit the first note.
Oh yeah. That was recent.
And I hit the first note. Yeah. That was recent. And I was like, we're not hitting the same note. I'm like, are you in the key of C? And you're like, I'm hitting C. And I'm like, I'm hitting C.
Yeah. Cause the guy before me had changed the keyboard, had transposed the keyboard to be in a different key. So I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong?
So then we don't, it's not our keyboard, so we don't know how to do it. So thankfully that guy was still there so we could call him up and you recognized it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, did you transpose the keyboard? And he was like, oh, whoops.
So we're like there in front of like all of these industry people and worship conference and we're like, hey, we're going to be leading. And we're like, well, here in a moment, let's get through our technical difficulties. So some of the worst meetings that we've actually had have come from this interesting experience where pastors will actually invite us to come and minister, but they're secretly kind of hoping that they can hire us. And so it's kind of a test run or an interview.
Yeah, like hire us full time. They want us to like come be their worship people like full time.
Yeah.
So it's really awkward.
Well, we don't know that ahead of time. We think we're just coming to minister for the weekend, but it turns out it's an interview. And then all of a sudden, it's not good. And we're just like, what happened there? And we felt like the Lord's told us, and some other ministers have told us that sometimes, you know, there's things that are going on beyond your control. Sometimes there's, you know, if there's strife in the leadership or something else is going on, sometimes it's not just you. And so that was a comforting moment for that, thankfully, for that traveling minister to mentor us a little bit and say, hey, don't freak out. There are more things going on than you realize. But one particular time, we went and they were like, hey, do you mind if we have dinner with our lead elder? And I'm like, oh, sure, yeah, whatever. You know, we're just like trying to be agreeable. And
yeah, it turned out their whole entire like church elder board was at this dinner.
And they like gave us a tour of the town, and they're telling us about the town and all the different things. And we're like, oh, this is interesting. And little did we know that if we did well, they were going to offer us a job. So we get up to lead. We're doing our thing. It's going okay. And then all of a sudden, I feel like the Lord says, hey, I want you to sing this song. And it is a song that was very popular at the time and had come into my mind earlier in the day and was kind of singing it. And we're pretty like flowy in the sense of like, if the Lord tells us to do it, we're going to do it. And so I'm like, all right. Here we go. Except there was one problem. I don't really know all of the words, nor had we told anybody that was the song we were going to do. So all of a sudden, I just start belting out my vague remembrances of this very popular worship song.
And it didn't go very well.
No.
And I was trying to follow you on the keyboard. And just,
I don't know the chords. Yeah. I don't know the words, but we're going for it. And we're sticking with it. You can kind of feel the people going. And then all of a sudden, I'm singing what I think are the words. And then they disconnect. And then I'm thinking in my mind, uh-oh, maybe
wrong
those
words.
Aren't the words. And then I'm trying to think, what are the words? And so then I start missing chords. And I'm mentally divided. And it was just total crash and burn. And at the end, sometimes people come up and say something like, hey, it was great service or whatever. It was just like everybody like just kind of dissipated whatever they were going. Like nobody talked to us. It was crickets. The pastor was like, hey, thanks for coming. That was interesting.
It was supernaturally bad.
We've had several of those that have gone supernaturally
bad. Praise the Lord for his mercy.
Hallelujah.
You know.
We were also down in Peru. I was thinking about this. We had spent a lot of time translating some of our songs into Spanish. And so one album that we've put out, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people. And one person actually said,
A Spanish album.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were white. Like I was listening to your album and I totally thought you were a native Latino. And that was just a huge compliment to us. And we're like, wow, this is awesome. And we used some of the same people to translate our songs.
New songs.
Our new songs into Spanish. And so we were confident and we went to the recording studio. The guy that was helping us, he spoke Spanish. We paid money to record these songs in Spanish, and we're super excited about it. We go down to Peru, we lead the first Sunday, and we're like, here's a new song, and we're singing it, and we're like, come on, sing with us, and doing all in Spanish, like, cante con nosotros, otra vez, otra. I'm like, maybe they just don't get it, we'll do it again. And then after the service, they came up to us, and they're like, your words don't make any sense.
They did not understand any of the song.
Like, what are you trying to say? And we were
oh
no, this is not a good time to find out this. I mean, I guess it's better that we didn't like make actual copies of the CD or anything, but we had just spent thousands of dollars recording this stuff that was basically gibberish. And what we came later to understand is that for somebody who spoke English and Spanish, you could kind of get what we meant. But for only Spanish speakers, it really, there was no way to translate. And so we ended up spending some of the time during that week retranslating
the song. So we could re-record it.
So then the next Sunday, we sang it again with the new words and everybody
came
up
with, yay!
Oh, what a great song. I understand what you mean now. And I was like, oh my goodness. So basically just stand up in front of a group of people and sing gibberish.
Or sing random words that they... no sense.
awesome time. Great. Thanks. Glad we traveled so far. All right. So another story that we actually share together. We were on the worship team in our church and we had a special guest come in and we were doing these meetings and we were just kind of being really flowy in the sense of like, we're just kind of taking songs as they come. We would repeat them or whatever. And so I was just playing electric guitar at the time and I was wearing in-ear monitors, and I was the only one that had in-ear monitors. And so I was kind of in my own world. And by kind of,
literally.
I mean literally and completely in my own world. And so I'm playing the guitar. I feel like I've got something maybe from the Lord, and I'm flowing, and I'm trying my best.
And there was a guest minister.
Yeah, so they're there, but it's maybe a little bit more about me than it should have been. And so I have my eyes closed shut and I'm just like, man, this is the moment. Yeah. And suddenly I feel a tap on my shoulder and I look up, surprised that somebody would interrupt me. And it was my beautiful wife.
I had to walk all the way. Well, first I had to stop playing because I was playing piano.
Piano, yeah.
Keys.
On the other side of the stage, which is like 30 feet away.
And walk all the way over and like tap him on the shoulder and be like, hey, you need to stop.
You need to stop. Those are not the words that you want to hear. Like, my perception and the reality were as distant as
nobody
you could possibly
else was
imagine.
Brave enough to go tap him on the and shoulder. That's what I was like.
You had to come all that way. Nobody else could say something. Maybe I guess they were just afraid or didn't know what to do. Or
yeah.
So then it was just like total embarrassment, and it was like phoning in. I don't even know if I played anything for the rest of the night. So pay attention when you're leading worship.
Don't keep your eyes closed the entire time.
You might miss some valuable instruction from your leaders. Some of the other things that we ran into and have run into is that anytime we have a bad attitude or we feel like maybe we're being mistreated or that we know something more than other people, we often will be humbled. One time in particular, we were starting to lead worship and people then were talking with each other and they wouldn't stop talking. And I got kind of frustrated and I was like, hey, come on, this is time to worship, not time to chat amongst yourselves. And then came to find out that that was the custom of the church, that they actually told everybody every week,
go greet each other.
Hey, we're going to play some music. Why don't you go talk with each other? Spend this time in fellowship and we'll draw you back in. Well, my drawing people back in was to correct them for how they were being disrespectful. And
that was not a good...
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Anytime the pastor wants to call you into the office after you a service, it's not because they want to bless you with like a large check. It's usually like, hey, let me have a word here. So,
yeah.
So thankfully, they were some of our mentors and have been gracious and had us back, which I was like, this will probably be the last time we are ever here.
They love us, thankfully.
They didn't give up on us. Yay. Hallelujah. And God doesn't give up on you either. So no matter what kind of things you've gone through, if you sang the wrong notes or...
Thankfully, when I was 14 and I kept messing up that song, at the end, I didn't have... My dad didn't come up to me and say, that was horrible, you should never play again. No, he just said, hey, no big deal. Happens to all of us. Try again next week.
Yeah, let's get it next time.
Yeah.
And that's really then how you get better. And so you learn from those things. You make sure that you have the right attitude as you go in. You make sure you're paying attention to the things that the Lord's saying you. And if a song stirs up in your heart the day before, maybe you should look up the lyrics.
Or the chords. Or
yeah, something other than just like, I think my version of that.
I think I know this song well enough to just flow with it.
Hopefully that's encouraging to you today. And whatever it is that you're going through, hey, if you have any questions or any comments, please drop us a line at musicofministryconference@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at musicofministry.co. Well, until next week, have a fantastic time.
See y'all later. Hopefully we'll see some of you out on the road.
See y'all on the road. We're going to be out traveling. So until then, God bless.